The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Epic Podcast. Introducing your hosts, Nelson Lugo and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you direct from the beautiful and spacious Studio 6C in Astoria, Queens, this is the Epic Podcast. Episode 14. I'm your host, Nelson Lugo.
And I am your other host, Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Yay! It only took you 14 episodes to get your name out straight.
I think if you go back through the archives, you'll find that I got it right in like episode 2 or 3.
I don't listen to these. Once they're out in the world and I never listen to them again.
Actually. Oh, you have the luxury of not having to listen to each one of these episodes 6 times.
Oh, dear. No, I listened to it once so that I can get the information for like possible links and show notes. But other than that, no, I don't listen to it at all.
Yeah, basically. I envy you.
I hate the sound of my own voice. That's really the.
Oh, you hate the sound of your own voice. Folks, this is going to be a different episode.
Already it's different in that last episode, we promised that we were going to change our show name to the Pot Pie Podcast.
That's right. We were going to abandon the Epic Podcast
right,
for the new title, the Pot Pie Podcast.
And we were all set to do this until, well, the powers that be over at the nerdyshow.com have essentially put the ban hammer on any kind of name changes. So if you like getting angry on the internet, here's what you should do. Go and create an online petition to basically force the Nerdy Show crew to accept our name change to the Pot Pie Podcast. That's what you should do.
I never suspected I would be in a position where I would be the one speaking toward the goodness of others. But you're forcing my hand here. Look, the Nerdy Show folks didn't drop a ban hammer on us. They made a very reasonable series of, I don't want to say even arguments, suggestions of why changing the name after 13 episodes might be foolhardy.
Yeah, yeah. And truth be told, we basically came to the decision to change the name without any kind of forethought or rationale or and the Nerdy Show crew very politely pointed out several things that we hadn't even considered. We are going to stick with the Epic Podcast for the foreseeable future.
But just know this, listener. Every time you hear us say Epic Podcast, in your heart, you will hear the words Pot Pie Podcast.
And you know what? And we're never going to say this again. So only the listeners of this episode will know the truth that every time the words Epic Podcast leave our mouths, in your heart, it's really the Pot Pie Podcast.
Another way that this episode is going to be different than the previous episodes is that this is going to be a shorter one. For one, we have no guest. I know that that's not so uncommon. We did that 2 episodes ago.
Sure.
We have no guest this month. We're also going to keep this one really short.
Short.
And here is why.
Schaefer's computer done blowed up.
Yeah. upon the completion of my new album, my computer took a dive. I can only run in safe mode, which means I can't use Pro Tools. I get like 4 fonts in Photoshop. I can't even run sound or any video editing software. I basically have it's like a 17-year-old cat. That's what my computer is right now.
Oh, dear.
Until I get it fixed, and getting it fixed means upgrading my operating system, upgrading Pro Tools, getting new hardware. Until I get it fixed, I am now forced to record running an ancient version of Pro Tools on an ancient Mac laptop with a very slow processor. It's not very sturdy. I don't know that I could actually get 90 minutes of material recorded and then still bounce it down to a manageable MP3 for this show. So we're just going to this month.
We're basically hoping and praying that this works.
Yeah, who knows?
Essentially.
We might actually be recording our lost episode as we speak. So we're hoping we're just going to get... We were just going to not do an episode at all.
Right.
Because
that was the decision
I
at first.
Haven't had the time to sort out my computer issues. Now I've got a little time. I'm going to finally go take care of it. I even talked to the Nerdy Show people and said, like, hey, we're not going to do an episode this month, but we've got perfect attendance for 13 months.
And you
know
what? To their credit, they were absolutely understanding and had no problems with us taking
a
month off.
So that was the plan. No episode this month.
Yeah.
And then at 4 in the morning.
that's right. I got a text from you at 4:30 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning, I impulsively sent a text message to Nelson Lugo that says something to the effect of, dude, I think we need to record something. Even if it's just 5 minutes of us telling the audience why we aren't on the air this month. We should do it.
It was...
Then I went to sleep, woke up 3 hours later from my day job, and regretted everything about sending that text to you. Because otherwise, I would have just come home and continued chipping away at the video games that have been collecting dust for months, and ordered a pizza, and gone to bed at like 10. But no.
But this, you know, we're doing a very short episode, so you don't have to do much. You got brand new mics, so that should make it so much easier to help you in your endeavors in creating this...
I think I also described this episode to you in a text today. This episode should be viewed as the podcast equivalent of a sign that reads, Gone Fishing.
Can that be the show title?
There you go.
There you go. Episode 14.
The Epic Podcast.
Gone
wink,
Fishing.
Wink,
the wink.
Wink, wink. Podcast. Episode 14, Gone Fishing. There we go.
That's the whole title of this podcast, by the way.
So, without a guest.
Yes.
Let's just do a quick... catch up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for the past several months, we've been following each other's passion projects.
Sure, sure. And as we figured out today, this is the first time I've seen you. This is the first time I've been in the same room with you since the live show.
That's true. Yeah. When you guys heard the episode that was recorded live at the Tank, that was the last time we actually hung out in person because we've both been so busy. So So
but,
really,
but so
you know, we're only talking into microphones as an excuse to hang out.
And you know what? I'm not above. I'm not above doing this to hang out with you, sir.
But here's the thing. So we have been, you know, ribbing one another a bit for the past several months about the progress of our projects. And we felt that if nothing else, C. Muldrow is going to want to know the status of these projects.
Right.
So
We
figured we'd come in, we'd catch one another up.
The end of her month is incomplete without a steady dose of our sort of, you know.
I am certain that C. Muldrow has a very active life.
I'm sure
But
she does.
I know that she is also curious to know what's going on with these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The most exciting news for me.
Go.
Is
Nelson
that-
Lugo, just to... previously on the Epic Podcast, Nelson Lugo had a head injury.
No,
he had cancer. Fuck, I always fuck that up.
You always fuck that up. It's not the same thing.
He had cancer, and in the hospital, he had an epiphany.
Right,
that he was going to scale back the work that he was doing, producing a burlesque show, which was working on a show for an art form that he doesn't actually create.
Right.
And get reinvigorated in his own craft, which is magic, illusion, storytelling.
Sure.
And he came up with this idea of this doing this one-man show about his life, about his interests, involving a lot of magic. And so that has been Nelson Lugo's raison d'être since since getting a clean bill of health from Dr. Cancer. So let's.
Dr. Cancer.
So now we're going to check in. It's September 2013. Lugo? How's that show coming along?
It is actually coming along wonderfully well.
Dun, 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 dun.
I actually have a working script now. It's gone from just being a draft, and it's gone through. I think we had done 20 drafts of it before we actually had a working script.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Here's the metaphor I came up, and my director is fucking fantastic, by the way. And director, I'm not going to out her because she's actually quite shy. She doesn't want to be outed on any kind of social media. But if she's listening, you're a fucking crazy genius. I love her so much. And the metaphor that I often use is that what I did was I chipped out a giant block of marble from the side of a mountain. And then I basically dragged it to where she works and lives. And then she stands there and says, okay, knock that little piece off. And I knock it off. And she says, okay, that corner needs to be rounded. So I round it. And she goes, smooth that. So basically, she is, I am creating the sort of magic equivalent of what a Michelangelo is with her very intelligent and close guidance. And she is absolutely invaluable to me and this process, and I can't thank her enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is the, so you said you've gone through 20 drafts, and now you're working with this director.
Yeah.
What is the status of the show? How close is it to a consumable production?
Well, like I said, we have a working script, so that means that there are no more rewrites, no more drastic changes. It's basically down to changing a word here or there, or you know, deleting a line or moving a line. So it's an actual standing working script. And this is a script that I'm going to be memorizing. This is the script that we're working from. This is a script that she's going to be blocking me from. And we are about, I would say, halfway there. I have about 4 weeks until my premiere in Orlando, Florida. And I am ahead of schedule.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and so I'm...
That never happens.
Well, no, but I got really lucky because I found her early. I found this director early, and she wanted to start right away. And so I handed her this, I don't know, mess of word, you know, brain vomits on a page, and she cleaned it up and said, here, do this. And so now I'm doing that.
What was it, just a bunch of like... Post-its and Burger King wrappers?
Yeah, you know what? It's the Google Docs equivalent to sticky notes and bar napkins, basically. Okay. And she put that into an actual working script, and it's wonderful. You know, contrary to my popular belief, this is actually a good show. And I'm pleasantly surprised by it every single day because she's seeing it with new eyes. She's seeing it with new, from a perspective that I can't have because I'm just too close to it. Mm-hmm. And she's seeing it from a layman's point of view, someone who's a non-magician. And she's thoroughly enjoying it. And she gets it on a fundamental level that I don't have to explain. Like I don't need to explain to her what the joke is. I don't need to explain to her what the magic trick is. She gets it.
She already gets it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, just that alone.
It's encouraging. It's absolutely
an invaluable trait in a director.
Yeah, and this is not her first time at the rodeo. She's directed Summer Stock at the New Jersey Shakespeare Festival. She was a dramaturg for many, many years. She was a casting director for Broadway for many, many years. She knows what the fuck she's doing, and she knows how to present a show. She knows how to frame a show. She even knows how to market a show. So I'm very, very lucky that I found her, and I'm pretty excited. I mean, the closer I get to the Orlando dates, the more terrified I become, because every single day this is becoming a real thing.
So those dates are going to happen in Orlando following Nerdapalooza,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
You're doing, how long are you going to be?
Two nights at a venue called The Venue, and it's October 24th and October 25th. 10 o'clock curtain. It's an hour and 10 minute show right now. It's clocking in at. I'm very proud of this, and I'm very proud. And it's very rare that I can actually say that I'm proud of something I've created, because I'm very judgmental and I'm very critical and hard on myself.
You are intensely self-loathing.
Well, I was self-loathing. I don't know if I'm still self-loathing, but I certainly don't like myself. And see, there would be a laugh track there if...
I was doing it in my heart.
Okay. But yeah, this is actually good. And I hope I'm not sounding vain or pretentious when I say that.
That is self-loathing.
Ah, okay, there it is.
You can have confidence in the thing you're creating, and that doesn't make you vain.
Okay, yes. This is actually good. And this is probably... the best work I've been doing in years.
I told you this before we started recording.
Yes,
I'm very proud of you, Nelson.
Yes, you
Lugo,
said that. Thank
because
you.
You have clearly been very unhappy.
Oh, very.
You've parlayed working in burlesque shows where you got to have, you know, you got to host a show and then a few minutes of stage time so that you could work on your craft and you know, workshop new magic.
Right.
You parlayed that into producing a burlesque show, but that was never really what you wanted to do.
No.
You were putting a lot of work into helping to run a show for a bunch of your friends who actually created this art.
Yeah.
Which was burlesque.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't do burlesque.
No.
I don't do burlesque.
No.
But so you spent a lot of time doing that. And you create a lot of great shows with the help of a lot of incredible talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it wasn't really your thing. Your thing was magic and storytelling.
Yeah.
So to see you have this epiphany and realize you wanted to create your own show and do your own thing and create this kind of ambitious stage production, which seems like it's been years and years in the making.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And then to see you actually not only have this idea, but then execute it. And not only execute it, but be ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
And have like a premiere date booked. I'm not just proud of you because that sounds weird because I'm not like your parent. I'm far too young. But it's exciting for me. It's nice to see you like inspired about the thing that you do on stage.
Well, I mean, truth be told, you actually had a lot to do with that, because when you stepped down to work on your album, that was probably the proudest I've ever been of you, because you put your craft ahead of whatever little cutesy vanity project that we were working on. You know, what you created was more important than what you created for other people. And that always, and that stuck with me for the entire time. And it was always in the back of my head. And you were just sleepless nights and tearing out your hair and fretting over this thing. But every time you did it, every time you told me stories about it and how frustrated you were with the process, the entire time I'm like, fuck, he's doing what he loves. He's, you know, come hell or high water, this is a thing he's going to create. And nothing is going to stop him.
Well, you had the benefit. Yours, it seems a little bit more pure, because yours is like, yours would look good in a biopic of your life. Nelson Lugo alone with a bag of Skittles in a cancer ward watching Law and Order reruns says, I'm going to do an illusion and tell a story about my grandmother. And then it like cuts to a scene of you like on Broadway doing the Nelson.
Yeah, but
I only did it,
yeah,
because I was responding to the endless needy prodding of my fan base.
Oh dear.
The same ones that are like, I can't post anything on the internet. Like, hey guys, I had a really tasty sandwich. Come to Oklahoma. Like those fuckers. Look, I adore my fans.
You do.
But
you totally do.
But I was getting reminded regularly, like, hey dude, you haven't had a new record in a long time. And you know how I kept justifying it? I kept going like, look, normally in event movies, like blockbusters, there's usually three movies if it's like a trilogy, there's usually 3 years between movies.
Yeah.
3 years between Star Wars movies.
Sure.
For example.
Yeah.
But then I was always like, oh, Christopher Nolan, 3 years between Batman Begins and Dark Knight. 4 years before Dark Knight Rises. It can't be any more than 4 years or I am officially irrelevant.
Yeah.
So yours, I felt was, I might have like given you a little inspiration by listening to me pull my hair out and sleep 3 hours a night for an entire summer.
Yeah.
But it was I think the real impetus was internal, and that's.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was when you stepped down, it was more of an envious sort of, he's living his dream regardless of the outcome kind of thing. And then I got cancer.
Living my dream.
Well, come on, shut up.
I'm pursuing my art.
You're pursuing your art.
That's a more accurate way of saying it.
Okay. And I felt like I was, but I was lying to myself. I was pursuing other people's art.
Yes.
Or rather, more accurately, I was giving other people opportunity to pursue their art.
Sure.
And then I got cancer, and then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I mean, I was in no danger of dying, but I was laying in a hospital bed feeling miserable, thinking, and I remember the moment it happened. I was sitting in the hospital bed and I had a laptop and there was a shitty wireless signal in the hospital and it would cut out every 30 minutes. And I was just getting frustrated because I was trying to write marketing copy for a burlesque show that I had to put work into so it could have happen while I was in the hospital with cancer.
Yeah.
And then it cut out for like the upteenth time. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Oh, wait, what am I doing? Shit, okay. And then between you and just being disillusioned with burlesque in general, and then realizing that epigram burlesque is not what I want to do for the rest of my life, then the question became, what do I want to do? Mm-hmm. And then this became it, basically. So yeah, I'm in a good shape. The show's going to be fucking fantastic in Florida.
My only regret is that I do not get to see its opening night.
That's okay.
I'll see its opening night in New York City.
Yeah, you're gonna.
But I will. By the time your show goes up in Orlando, I will have already returned to the.
Well, that's fine because the thing is, the opening night in New York is going to have the added benefit of having like a set and a bit more production value and a bit more sort of polish and design than the Orlando. Production will be that's going to be more of like a bare bones, like I have a show in a suitcase kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, and it's going to be no less entertaining, but it's not going to have all of the accoutrements that I could have if I'm in a place for more than a day,
basically. I would like to be an usher.
No.
At your New York show.
No, you can't be an
usher. I want to wear a little hat and I want to show people to their seats.
Well, you can do that, but there's the theater's not big enough to be an usher. So there's that. But enough about me.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about something else. You have been working on this alleged album for the past 25 years now.
It's not alleged. It's
and been like 2 years. Really, because you offer no proof whatsoever. In fact, you're quite cryptic online with the so-called proof. I think it's a snuffleupagus is what I think it is.
Really?
It's, but you did recently announce that... everything is off your hard drive. Everything. All the music's is finished and is off to being reproduced. All of your merch is out getting printed. All of your posters are getting printed. Everything is being created as we speak. Is that true, Schaefer the Dark Lord?
That is absolutely true.
I want to say this right now before the snark kicks in and I can't help myself.
Okay.
I am fucking proud of you.
Oh, God.
I really, really am. And I'm not just saying that because you said me. I have been proud of you since the moment you stepped down. And this is the culmination of all that hard work, all the years of sweat and turmoil. And I just want to let our listeners know, all 12 of them, that there's actually very little of this album that I've heard. Very, very little.
Oh, I guess that's true.
I know 3 songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are things involved in it, but I haven't heard them. Like, I know there are skits, but I know nothing of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a storyline. I know that, but I don't know what the storyline is. I've seen some images for merch, but I don't know what you've done with those images.
Mm-hmm.
I am so fucking excited and so psyched to find out finally on October 1st, all this information. So please, I know you have a very like designed campaign to do this. So please tell our listeners finally what this is going to be.
Okay. So yes, after working on it for what feels like an eternity, my new record is done and officially out of my hands.
Yay!
It's recorded, mixed, and mastered. It's off at the plant. I have artwork is designed and sent. It's all been approved. It is currently in manufacturing.
Wow.
New t-shirts have been designed and ordered. New stickers have been designed and ordered. Same with posters. There's a music video. There's a ton of stuff that has been created for,
oh, that's right, the for music
this
video.
For this record that is all now done and out of my hands. And yeah, I know I have been incredibly cryptic about it. Because I don't really know why I started this whole little campaign of hype, because there's no way that's not going to backfire on me.
Right.
It's no,
there's no way this
there's
is
no
live up
way
to.
That somebody on the internet isn't going to be like, that's what SP stands for. Seriously, dude. I saw like a picture of a sword and,
right.
And like a
tunnel
and a ghost and like, it was seriously, dude, that, yeah.
No, I know.
No, but then I'll be like, oh, yeah, but here's what the story is. And then again, I'll be braced for, seriously, dude, that's what it is?
Yeah, you're going to have your knee-jerk reactionary sort of responses.
Sure.
And that's expected with anything you do.
Sure.
But here's the thing. I actually, really admire your audience. Your audience tends to be pretty savvy, pretty intelligent, pretty sort of pop culture obsessed people.
They're kind of a bunch of smarty pants.
Yeah. And I think they're going to get it. I think they're going to get it. I think you have nothing to worry about. Yes, it's a concept album.
It's a concept album. It is definitely...
It's deeper. It's darker. It's more vulnerable. I get it. But I think your audience is savvy enough to go along for the ride.
Yeah.
Because your music is fucking top notch. I mean, just the three songs that I heard.
Oh, thank you.
Blow me away. Fucking blow me away. Thanks.
You know, it is definitely, it's not only the most ambitious thing I've created, just a Shape of the Dark Lord.
Sure.
It's the most ambitious thing I've created ever.
Right.
Because, there's a narrative and there's a whole story and there's a bunch of imagery and there's a ton of it's not even a really clear-cut narrative. My aim for this whole thing was that somebody would get it and they would listen to it and they would consume all of it and they would go oh, all right, well, there was that story. But then as you continue to listen to it, you'll go, oh,
right. It's layered. It's multi-layered.
It's it's littered with clues and it's like a treasure map written by a lunatic, addled shut-in. It's seriously I didn't have a summer.
I didn't see you all summer.
I remember it was like, ooh, it's getting warm out. It's September. What? It's oh my god! I didn't have a summer. I went to the beach once and I didn't even get in the water. Because I spent my summer laboring over this record.
I am so excited.
I am so excited to be done with it. And that's the thing. I'm very excited to actually interact with the fans and talk to them and hear their reactions to the material.
Sure.
And even at Nerdapalooza, because I'll be doing a lot of stuff from the record at Nerdapalooza.
Yeah, I think that's the first time that people are going to be able to buy it from you physically, right?
Yes, yes. At Nerdapalooza, I'll have the physical copies with me.
Right, right.
You'll hear stuff on it. You've been hearing stuff from this record for a couple of years. I've been doing a number of songs from this record for a few years. I don't think it's a surprise or a spoiler to say that songs like Do Sex and Tom Girl are on this record. I don't think that's going to be a surprise because I didn't put them on my mixtape last fall because I was clearly
for
holding
a
out
reason.
Because they're part of a narrative.
You do something that's quite unique in what I find in the musical world.
Did you know that unique is an adjective that cannot be modified with an adverb? Something cannot be very unique. It can only be unique.
You know, I take it back. You're an asshole.
And no, I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's a sickness. Go on.
You actually workshop your songs.
Yeah.
I've never heard of another musician doing that. A lot of musicians I know will write something and then record it and then put it out. You write something, kind of record it, mm-hmm. put it in front of an audience for about a year,
mm-hmm.
Over and over again, work out the kinks, work out the
rewrite
timing.
Rewrite it, re-record it.
And you actually have, we're not going to do this now, but at some point I'd really like to pick your brain on your particular creative process. You know, we're not going to do it now. This is a short episode.
Sure.
But I think I'm interested because I'm sure many people are interested in what your creative process is. But this took as long as it did because you were workshopping the fuck out of these songs.
Yeah, well, this record took so long. I am very obsessive. Right. By the time you hear a song of mine, it is probably in at least its seventh draft. I write and I rewrite and I go and I nitpick syllables and breaths and I put it in front of an audience and then I re-record it and then do it in front of an audience a few more times and then I record the final version of it. And that's why it takes me so long.
Yeah, no. So just basically bottom line is,
oh, that's not true. There is one song on this record that is written in its first draft and recorded in its first draft, and you'll know when you hear it.
I'm excited,
but I'm very pleased.
Do you want to tease up what that week is going to look like?
All right. So I have, in lieu of what we would do, our normal plugs.
Right.
I have a rather intense release schedule planned for the first week of October.
Uh huh.
Okay, so it's going to go like this. On Tuesday, October 1st, I am going to reveal, finally, the title and the album cover of my new record, #SP.
Nice.
On Wednesday, October 2nd, I will send out the early download link for the Indiegogo backers who contributed at a level to get the early download. By the way, everybody who contributed to my Indiegogo, thank you so goddamn much.
That was so impressive. I was massively impressed by that.
I can't thank you enough. So on October 2nd, you will get your download to your link to download the record early. On Friday, October 4th, music video for the first single premieres. This is a 3-day period. Title, download link, music video. And then that following Monday, October 7th, the album will go live for everybody for that you can purchase to download. You will be able to then order the physical copies. You will be able to order all of the new merch, stickers, t-shirts, posters from the store. That'll all go live on Monday, October 7th. And then a couple weeks after that, it'll be available in, you know, iTunes, Amazon, all the various things. But it'll take a little while for the digital distribution to catch up. Yeah. But it's basically the 1st, the 2nd, the 4th, and the 7th. And then in the middle of that week, that Saturday the 5th of October, is the final Epic Win Burlesque show.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
It's a heavy week.
It's a heavy week, yeah.
The final Epic Win Burlesque show ever at our bar.
Well, no. The final Epic Win Burlesque show in New York City.
Fair enough. Yes, that's right. Because there is going to be, Epic Win is going to be at Nerdapalooza.
Absolutely.
And there may be.
Actually, our final show is going to be in Washington, D.C. in November.
I see.
But that date was booked before I decided to close up shop. So I'm honoring those dates because I'm a professional.
Oh.
So yeah, last Epic Win show in New York City. And then that's it. I will be done as a burlesque producer in New York City. I'm very, very happy because I'm, quite frankly, too busy to even give that any more time in my life anymore.
Yeah.
Between my show and the Conjurers Club, my new monthly magic show, and trying to market myself as a magician, I just have, and then sleeping and eating and having a social life, there's just not enough hours in the day anymore, basically. But yeah.
I think one more big thing that we should really plug that is important.
What's that?
On Saturday, October 19th, we will both be in Orlando, Florida for Nerdapalooza. I will be performing, I believe, at 5 p.m. or somewhere in the hour of 5 p.m. On that Saturday. It's a 3-day festival, but I'll be playing on Saturday. And Epic Win will be closing the night on Saturday.
Right.
Headlining, following their opening act, They Might Be Giants.
I just want to thank They Might Be Giants for really, really just taking one for the team and
that
being
was really
the opening
humble
act
of them.
Yeah,
to open for Epic Win.
They thought it would be a feather in their cap to open for Epic Win Burlesque. And I mean, who am I to say no? Those guys are fucking great and funny. And I thought I'd give them a shot. So yeah, they're going to open.
I mean, who knows? They might have a bright, shiny future. If those guys stick to it,
right?
Maybe they'll write some songs that will be,
remembered forevermore.
Until the end of your days, transport you immediately back to where you were in middle school the first time you heard it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our show is going to be at midnight. We're going to be the late, late show, right after, They Might Be Giants. Please, stick around. It's going to be a fantastic show. We've got all kinds of nerdy burlesque from
I know
all
what
kind.
You got. This is going to be, this could very well be the most exciting Epic Win show at Nerdapalooza ever. You've got some really pretty awesome stuff.
Well, we've got some fan favorites coming back.
Sure.
We've got, and I'm bringing, for the first time at Nerdapalooza, I'm bringing Boylesque.
You're bringing a Boylesque performer is coming along.
Yes.
You are not bringing Boylesque.
No, I am not bringing it. Nobody wants to see that. That's a horrible
thing.
That's
probably not true. There is somebody out there who wants to see it.
But yeah, Boylesque, a wonderfully talented gentleman by the name of Topher Bousquet.
Who is your cast for this year's Nerdapalooza?
Well, we've got some old favorites and we've got some new faces. We have Magdalena Fox coming back.
All right.
BB Hart.
All right.
Lefty Lucy is coming back after her hiatus last year.
All right.
Hazel Honeysuckle, the fan favorite of last year. And Topher Bousquet.
Nice.
A wonderfully, brilliantly talented gentleman who is a contortionist by trade and does some fucking fantastic nerdy burlesque.
The boy has no bones.
No. He is the bendable boy of burlesque. he can basically bend over backwards and touch the balls of his feet to the top of his head. It's incredible.
And I have some insider info. Like, I know some of the numbers that some of these
other
fan favorites B.B. Hart, Magdalena Fox,
sure.
Hazel Honeysuckle. I know some of the numbers that people are bringing down to.
I do too. I do too.
And you guys,
I don't want to tip anything. I really,
you shouldn't really trust us because we're just trying to market a thing. Well, I'm not even. I don't even work there anymore. And I just want you. You really shouldn't miss the Epic Win Show at Nerdapalooza this year.
Yeah.
And you should also come and stand with me.
Yeah, yes.
Because all of my friends are going to be on stage.
Well, the opening act is going to be a duet number.
Oh, God. And it's...
And it's...
It's...
And it only gets bigger from there.
It just keeps going from there. You're in for a real treat. So, please come check
it out. So, come on out. Get your tickets early. Getting your tickets online guarantees a spot in the crowd. We cannot guarantee... I mean, the tickets will be sold at the door, but we can't guarantee... there's going to be a cap at how many we can sell. And so if you want to see the show, get your tickets online. You can go to Facebook or find us on Facebook or go to epicwinburlesque.com. Click on the calendar page and the link will be right there. I think that's it.
This is our gone fishing sign.
Gone fishing.
Just trying to say, hey guys, sorry, we don't have the computer means to create an episode this month.
Right.
So we're still going to holler at you for 40 minutes.
Holla!
Because we just couldn't let it go.
Because
we fucking love you guys so much
is basically what it boils down to. Remember, the Pot Pie Podcast. This has been the Epic Piecast.
Oh, wait, before you do that.
Can't interrupt the fucking flow.
I can, because we're going to do a thing.
What's the thing?
Well, I thought that this might be a fun little treat.
What's that?
Nelson Lugo.
Oh, wait.
On our way out, I just want to, because so many people have been so very patient with me as I've been talking about my new record.
Yes.
And its endless production.
Yes.
And now that it's done, and I know it's coming soon.
Blah, blah, sure. Blah, blah,
blah. I thought maybe instead of our outro music, maybe I could play a song from the record. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome. I think that's going to be a wonderful treat.
To be fair, I'm going to play the song that I've been doing on stage the longest from the record. I want to save the new stuff for when it comes out.
But,
and that music video, you don't want to miss that music video,
but
you guys.
But this is a version of that song they haven't heard before. This is the cleaned up, mastered.
You've never heard a version of this. You've only heard me do the song live. I've never actually recorded or released it anywhere. So.
Yeah.
So instead of our outro music, we'll play one of my songs.
That is awesome.
Oh, shoot. I'm feeling, I'm full of love. I'm feeling generous.
All right.
Okay, now you can do your outro.
Here we go. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to have a full episode next month, so stay tuned. We're going to have a fantastic guest. But for right now, this has been the Epic Piecast, episode 14. I've been your host, Nelson Lugo.
And I've been your other host, Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Be safe, internets.
Bye.
Boo.
Well, there's a sinking feeling creeping in just under your ceiling. You ain't seen it, but you feel it creeping. You feel it breathing upon the back of your neck. It seems unseen as this demon. Well, believe me, I have seen it. It is real and it is me, and I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. I am a ghost. I am an unwanted guest to an unwitted host.
Yeah.
Ain't no superstition or good luck that'll do. I am a ghost. Now I'ma haunt the fuck out of you. I'm in your house. Now I'm in control of your shit. I go, ooh, yeah, I'm all moaning and shit. And the groan's growing louder at the end of your hall. I'm having sex with other ghosts, we're knocking shit off your walls. We're all making your walls bleed and watching you sleep. Throwing your stuff around, cutting holes in your sheets. Life will be divine with me inside you, yes you. Treat you like a vessel and possess you, guess who? I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost, I am a ghost and I go boo. Ooh, did I scare you? Ooh, cackles raise your hackles as I taunt you with screams. I am the goddamn ghost that's been haunting your dreams. And I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost, I am a ghost and I go boo. Ooh, did I scare you? Ooh, cackles raise your hackles as I taunt you with screams. I am the goddamn ghost that's been haunting your dreams. In the night you will awaken with the chill, shit's breaking, cold air. See your breath shaking, take your medication. Chains dragging, door slamming, ain't a scarier sound. It's what you get, you silly shit, you built your house on a burial mound. The whisper of your name makes your blood grow as cold as ice. Suck you through the TV like my homies did a poltergeist. Say my name thrice and I am giving you the business. Me and three assistants are fucking up your Christmas. You aren't alone at home, no, your apartment is haunted. If you can even see me, dude, you must be Haley Joel Osment. I'm awesome. You heard of Limbo? Cause that's where I'm from. Be
behold, the destructor, the traveler has come. And I'm a spasm, having phantasm, ectoplasm splatters. I ain't friendly, dude, you got me confused with Casper. And your skepticism isn't very good for your health. You don't believe in me? Soon you won't believe in yourself. You'll be a ghost, you'll be a ghost, you'll be a ghost and you'll be dead. Dude, you'll be totally dead. Oh shoot, you won't have no legs, you're floating around. You'll be a vapor that has risen from your grave underground. You'll be a ghost, you'll be a ghost, you'll be a ghost and you'll be dead. Dude, you'll be totally dead. Oh shoot, you won't have no legs, you're floating around. You'll be a vapor that has risen from your grave underground. Welcome to Ghost World, now you're a ghost too. Now we can hang out, high five goes right through. Alright, stick with me, I'll show you the ropes. I will school you on the finer points of being a ghost. So many scares to learn in so many ways. So many patterns to chase Pac-Man around a maze. You're like a zombie with no body, you don't eat anymore. You can possess Whoopi Goldberg and do Demi Moore. Or hop frog between the planes of living and ethereal. You and me will haunt a bowl of blue and fruity cereal. The living mind boggles with fear and dementia. Go get your night vision goggles, tell them Large Marge sent you. I'm the certain je ne sais quoi you feel in the air. That reflection in the mirror when you turn isn't there. I am that high-pitched tone, but nobody else can hear it. I'm the shadow in the sunshine, I am a spirit. And I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost, I am a ghost and I go boo. Ooh, did I scare you? Ooh, cackles, raise your hackles as I taunt you with screams. I am the goddamn ghost that's been haunting your dreams. And I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost, I am a ghost and I go boo. Ooh, did I scare you? Ooh, cackles, raise your hackles as I taunt you with screams. I am the goddamn ghost that's been haunting your dreams, yeah. Boo, 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 boo.
The Epic Podcast is brought to you by Nerdy Show. All programming on the Nerdy Show Network is listener-supported. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, you can show your support by telling a friend or going to nerdyshow.com and clicking the support button. Even a small contribution gets you cool nerdy perks and allows you to take part in our monthly support drive contests. For more episodes of the Epic Podcast, videos, contests, and other nerdy programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Subscribe to all our latest episodes via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter at Nerdy Show to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.